News. But right now, time for technology news with the man they call Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, Fevzi, two stories I have to say that one may be slightly out of one's depth this morning. Because, look, I, being a bear with very little brain, which you've known for a long time while we've been talking, I always thought that devices were supposed to get faster because of Moore's Law and things improve exponentially. But now there's news from Apple that seems to go the other way.
Okay, so Moore's Law is an informal law. It's not a scientific law, but it basically notes that over a number of decades that the power of the processors in current devices doubles about every 18 months because of developments in microchip architecture and so forth. That doesn't mean an individual device speeds up over time. It just means that the new one is faster than the old one. So this story pertains to something that Apple has been doing, and people have long since suspected that Apple devices, iPhones in particular, have been getting slower over time. So you buy a phone when it's new, and then over the next 2 years you notice it gets slower. Now, there can be many reasons for that, not least that the operating system itself, when you update it, is heavier on the machine, so the machine struggles more because the new operating system is
which
more demanding.
Happens a lot with Android updates, I've noticed.
Yeah, it can happen. It doesn't have to be the case. I mean, if they made it a design priority to speed up an operating system, then you can do that. But if you make it the priority to add in lots of new features and do sort of smarter things, then that can conversely slow it down.
However, people buy Apple stuff, and I know that you're much into the Apple stuff, because it's a fashion statement and it's said to be better. It's said to be faster and slicker and more stylish and all the rest of it. So I don't get that a software update here is actually going to slow down some phones.
Okay, so let me explain. So this is a different thing, and it was something that Apple got caught doing. So any battery inside a mobile phone, it's a lithium-ion battery, and it has a few hundred recharges in it that you can do before the battery starts to deteriorate and the amount of charge it holds will go down and the peak voltage that it can achieve starts to drop. And it's a gradual thing. So after, you know, a year, 2 years, you start to notice that, you know, you don't get quite as long life out of the phone that you used to get, and that's because of the way that lithium-ion batteries work. That's true of Samsung and everyone else. The difference is that Apple got caught introducing software that when it detected that the battery was starting to deteriorate, it actually slowed down the rest of the machine so that it wouldn't put such high demand on the battery.
That's cheating, isn't it?
Well, it's managing. It's in theory, it's a legitimate thing to do. It depends what your priorities are. If it is your priority is to get through the day without the machine crashing and without it running out of juice, then it's a legitimate thing to do. If the speed and responsiveness of the machine is your priority, then it's not. The problem that Apple face is that they took the decision for us and didn't tell us they were taking it. Yeah, and it wasn't until they got caught. So now, their sorry hat on, a new software update will be coming, iOS 11.3. It's not with us yet, but it will be the next one, I think. And it allows owners to switch off the, in quotes, battery saver feature. So it will now tell you what is the state of the battery in your iPhone, which is really useful to know. Is it starting to degrade? And then you have a choice. You can say, okay, I'll let Apple do the battery saver feature so that I get better battery life and I don't get unexpected shutdowns of my phone. Or, no, actually, I need it because it's an older phone. I need it to work fast and I'd rather charge it up sooner. So this will affect iPhone 6, 6 Plus, iPhone SE, 6S, 6S Plus, 7 and 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, 7 and 7 Plus are you know, not very old phones. I mean, they're not much more than a year since their launch, I think, about 16 months or so since their launch. So even these phones are potentially affected. So, but this is a good thing, and this is what arguably Apple should have done in the first place. One final thing, if you do find when you upload or download 11.3 onto your iPhone that your battery is degrading and Apple, you know, would like to slow it down, then you've also now got the option of replacing the battery with Apple for £25 instead of the normal £79.
Well, you know, that's still a lot of money, but £70-odd is just having a laugh,
But bear in mind that iPhones can cost over £1,000.
Well, no, so I know that.
It's worth it. I mean,
well, all I hope, Fevzi Turkup, is that the next time they update the software, which they're about to do, It doesn't degrade and slow down podcasts, because I make a podcast every week, and my podcast was not getting through to some people with iPhones because of Apple's update. And I'll be very mad if this one affects them in that way. Now, listen, we haven't got a lot of time, so we've just got to do this very quickly. This is the gadget of the week, and it's completely lost me. It's by Devolo, and that's all I can say.
Right, so it's a company called Devolo. The product's called DLAN 1200 Triple Plus Starter Kit. And this is what's called a home plug solution, which works to extend the range of the internet in your home or elsewhere. One of the most common questions I get on phone-ins is, what can I do to extend the range of my Wi-Fi?
Right, and because some people find if they have homes that have some metal in them, I've noticed this, it doesn't apply to my tiny little flat, but I know people who've got metal frame buildings, and the range of their Wi-Fi is very severely limited, unless they do something about it.
Okay, so what this does is doesn't extend the Wi-Fi in and of itself, but it sends the internet to another room, a remote room in your home, through the mains wiring. And it's two plugs. One plug plugs in near the router, and you take a cable from your router into that, so it's siphoning the internet into that plug. The internet signal then travels by very clever technology through your mains wiring and pops out at the other end.
Is that safe?
Yeah,
that sounds dangerous to me.
No, it's safe. It comes up at the other end, and with this particular device, it gives you 3 gigabit ports. So there's 3 internet ports at the far end, which are gigabit rated, which is 1,000 times faster than the, in theory at least, than the standard internet ports. If you then want Wi-Fi, you can then plug in a Wi-Fi device into one of those ports.
Right, so it gives you, through your mains, it gives you 3 very fast Ethernet connections plus Wi-Fi. Is that right?
No, not plus Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi, there is a Wi-Fi model that's not the one I'm looking at, but if you've got this and you want, well, either by the Wi-Fi model, or if you've got one that doesn't provide Wi-Fi, you can just plug a Wi-Fi adapter into
all
one
right.
of those
and
3.
And one thing I can say about it is it does look very stylish in the picture
it is,
that you've got here.
It is very stylish. This price is £130. You can probably find it for a bit less if you shop around. 4 stars out of 5. It's called the Devolo DLAN 1200 Triple Plus Starter Kit. And starter kit means you get both bits, the sender and the receiver.
You nearly forgot yourself, didn't you?
Well, do you know what? Because it's a long title, it doesn't quite trip off the tongue.
Oh, no, I wanted you to say
it wrong. In the morning.
I wanted you to say it, and I'm glad you did. Fevzi Turkalp, if people want to connect with you, ask you a techie question, you're available to them. How do they get in touch?
Come say hello on Twitter, @GadgetDetective.
Thank you for that. Fevzi Turkalp is here with technology news at BBC Radio Berkshire every Saturday morning.